Okay, then we should know the difference between allergic contact dermatitis and irritant contact dermatitis. So allergic contact dermatitis is when the reaction has erythema which is extending beyond the margins and also infiltrating into the skin. So the affected plaque will be infiltrated and they will be having a ill-defined border. And it can cannot occur at the allergic contact dermatitis can occur at even a lower concentration of the testing substance, whereas the irritant contact dermatitis sharply demarcated. It is not infiltrated, it is non-itchy, whereas allergic contact dermatitis is itchy. Irritant contact dermatitis does not give any response at a lower concentration. There will be no infiltration, deep redness or brown hue will be present, and it will have a glistening surface with a fine wrinkly appearance. Then we must know that allergens which can give irritant reaction as well are nickel, cobalt, potassium dichromate, fragrances and carbamex. Then causes of the false positive reaction are when excessive concentration are used, impure substance, the vehicle used is irritant, excessive allergen has been applied, or uneven dispersion, or if the patient has current or recent dermatitis at the patch test site, current dermatitis even at a distant site, pressure effect of the hard material, adhesive tape reaction, artifacts, or angry back reaction. Angry back reaction is a false positive reaction to many of the tested allergens because of the hypersensitivity. False negative reaction is seen if insufficient concentration has been used or insufficient amount of the allergen has been applied, or it has a poor adhesion to the surface of the skin, it is applied at the wrong site or removed too early, inappropriate vehicle is used, substance has been degraded either due to the sunlight or had been washed away. Pre-treatment medication like steroid or immunosuppressants has been used, then it gives a false negative reaction. There's another type of a patch testing, that is open patch testing, in which the allergens to be tested are not applied in a thin chamber, but they are applied directly to the skin. It is used on the volar aspect of the forearm, and it can be used for the conditions like contact urticaria or protein contact dermatitis. So in this, the allergen is applied directly onto the volar aspect of the skin, and then it is read after 30 to 60 minutes, in which an urticarial reaction can be seen. Another reading can be done at the 3 to 4 days for a DLE type of reaction. Repeated open test can be is a type of a test in which the allergen to be tested is applied repeatedly, that is BD, for 5 to 7 days, and stop if the reaction develops. Talking about the complications of a patch testing is that if the patient is the complications may develop like pruritus, folliculitis, leakage of the material onto the clothing or to the surrounding skin. It can cause the localized flare of the disease at the skin of the skin disorder or a previous contact site which have already settled down, or there can be a generalized flare of the eczema or any other dermatosis. There can be an irritant reaction, there can be an active sensitization, pigmentation, hyper or hypopigmentation both. There can be a scarring, anaphylaxis reaction, coagularization of the vitiligo, caustic burns or urticarial reaction.